Welcome to the podcast.
I'm Ross, and it is extremely cold in London today.
And I'm Phil, and it's extremely cold in Eastbourne as well. Ironically, I was in Glasgow last week, and it was warmer in Glasgow than it was in Eastbourne. Who knew? And this is Ross and Phil talk about the weather, and some movies, and occasionally TV. Maybe a game every now and then, but that's what we do. Welcome to the podcast. Ross, how the devil are you, my friend? Are you well?
Doing pretty well, thank you very much. How are you?
Good, good, good. Yes, I am. I'm surviving. I cry every time the heating goes on. Just like we're almost at that point economically now where it could actually be cheaper to burn a £10 note for heating than to put the heating on.
Yeah, or wear a jumper or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Very, very true. So look, today is going to be a relatively loose agenda. We are going to talk about some films we've been watching. We're going to talk about the Golden Globes really quickly. We're going to talk about our latest jaunt into the DCU, the Doug Campbell Universe.
Yes,
See what I did there?
it's the only DCU that counts.
And let's be honest, and I say this completely unironically, I'd rather watch any of the Doug Campbell Universe films again than watch any of the DCU films a second time. So yeah, you're kind of right. And we're gonna play a game, a fun game that I play occasionally online, and I'm going to challenge Ross, and I will talk a little bit more about that later. We're going to do all of that in about 55 minutes, or not, as usual. So, Ross, let's start the show by doing what we always do and talking about films we've watched most recently. I haven't watched an old film this year. I was looking at my list this morning. I'm like, I must have watched an old film this year. And it's like, no, I've actually. All the films I've watched this year that we haven't spoken about, because I spoke about watching The Princess Bride on the last podcast. So, like, I haven't actually watched an old film since then, but I've watched some okay, and one really not okay, new films. So, do you want to kick us off with the newest new film that you've watched?
Well, Niffy and I went to see on Friday evening One Life.
Oh
Sorry,
yes, you posted
I'll
about
say that
you.
again. I'll say that again. One Life, starring Anthony Hopkins, Johnny Flynn, Helena Bonham Carter, and
And
other assorted wonderful
this is
actors.
the true story about a That's Life episode, if I'm
Correct, Nicholas Winton, who well, he just pre-war saved over 650, if not more. Refugees, primarily Jewish, not all Jewish, but primarily Jewish refugees who were fleeing parts of Czechoslovakia for Prague when Hitler sort of wandered in there with his troops. In fact, he was sort of given permission to do it by the Allied forces, which is pretty reprehensible in hindsight. But they were trying to appease him. It was never going to work, obviously. So
I never
he
knew that.
basically, so he basically, this chap Nicholas,
I
saved.
never knew that it was effectively given permission to go in there, or not
I mean,
permission, but
not,
implied permission, it sounds
yeah,
like.
perfectly. Yeah, they basically just allowed it to happen, essentially. And that's a very simplified version of it, of course. And essentially, the Kinder transport wasn't sort of able to work in that region. I'm not saying these things very well. And so this guy took it upon himself. He was a stockbroker in London, very successful. Took it upon himself to go and see what the situation was. And obviously, there were people there trying to help already. But he essentially sort of galvanized things, at least according to this version of the story. And what's partly interesting about this is this isn't a story where, like, good smashes evil in the face, Hitler gets punched. It's actually more about sort of the inevitable issues with bureaucracy and red tape and everything, and sort of the quiet perseverance and will, if that makes sense, of
Yeah.
not just one good person, but obviously a bunch of very, very good people. I won't go into it too much, but it's the acting is incredible. It's really well written. I think it's 105 minutes. This is the sort of story where you get the
Oh
feeling it would be like,
wow.
yeah, you get the feeling it would
Oh.
be like 2.5 hours, and it's not.
This
I think it
yeah,
was 100 and something minutes, which is
so one of the
great.
reasons why I was like, oh, it felt like a very heavy film. And I know it always ends up in a with uplifting moments, but it feels like a very hot,
Sure.
and I'm like, and
Yeah, I
it's
was worried
likely to
about
be
that.
like 5.5 hours long. And I was just like, I
Well,
just don't know
I was
how I
sort of
am right
worried
now if I
about.
could cope with that.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I particularly like in January and stuff. I was a little bit. I really wanted to see it anyway, for various reasons. But and Nicky really wanted to see it. And my concern about seeing it on a Friday night was I sort of typically want fun on a Friday night, if that makes sense. Or
Don't we all,
for me, it's
Ross?
like
Don't we all?
for me, it's like.
Fun
But
Friday.
what I mean is, this film's sort of this is like a Sunday afternoon film, for argument, for want of a better way of saying it.
I know what you
But
mean.
we had an it was an incredible experience. I won't lie, I cried a number of times. Funnily enough, most of those tears were sort of uplifting tears, which was I
Oh, okay.
wasn't expecting that. And there are some really chilling moments, of course.
Of course.
I think it's accessible to everybody. I don't think it's there's not I don't think there's anything in there but children. I'm just saying, this is a film I genuinely think everyone should see, particularly in the current political climate in the
Yeah,
UK, because I
and
think
on
people need
that,
to get their heads sorted out a little bit.
yeah, and on that, it seems like, how do I put this without sounding flippant? It seems like Nazi Germany's making a comeback this year because we've got
is
One Life and then we've got
it
Zone of Interest, which
yeah
I'm
yeah
so
yeah
interested. I so want to see
yeah
that film.
Jonathan Glazer film as well, which is interesting.
And having recently been to Auschwitz and kind of had that experience, like it's given me a real kind of taste to understand more and kind of like, you know, find out those stories from there. But definitely it's just weird, isn't it? It's it seems like all of a sudden there seems to be like another, and the timing of it seems to be, bearing in mind what's going on in the real world, the
Well,
timing of it is really interesting and completely coincidental because both of these
yes,
films would have been
exactly.
started made
2 years,
years
like 2 years
before.
ago. Well, yeah, at least 2 years ago. And so that's fascinating. They are very timely. I think a lot of, I'll just say the word politely, morons need to see films like this. Now, I know they're films and I know that they're not, completely factual and stuff, but I think some people need to see these films and then perhaps reevaluate what they're saying. just saying. So I won't go too heavy on that. It's a very good film, regardless of your sympathies or whatever. And it was very touching. And just to touch briefly on a moment that you referred to earlier, the That's Life aspect of it, which for people who may not know, I mean, I don't want to spoil it at all, because if you don't know, you should just go and see the film
If
anyway.
you've seen the trailer does a really
It's,
fucking great job of spoiling it.
yeah, it does, but it doesn't, there's much more. I'll just say
Okay,
that.
cool.
So it doesn't destroy it. Although, yes, I feel it's a shame that they put a couple of moments in the
For
trailer.
me, that's what the movie, like, I didn't get any of what you've described the movie. That's what I got the movie was about that. And I was
Yes.
like, so they've
Yeah,
definitely
there's much
not
more
sold
to
the movie on what it is. And there's been some controversy about it that a lot of the marketing material fails to reference the fact that they were majoritively Jewish kids. It's just he saved kids. And it's like
Yes.
it's shying away. And I got this kind of from the trailer as well, that it's shying
Yes.
away from using certain terminology and
Words. Yes,
references.
exactly.
And
Yes.
I'm
I think
like, I think
that's
that's a bit wrong considering the subject of the film itself.
I
Anyway.
think it's deeply unfortunate. But
I think
regardless of
you've
that,
sold me.
yeah. And I will just say quickly, Johnny Flynn, my God. Right, so Anthony Hopkins is incredible. Helena Bonham Carter, obviously incredible. I mean, just it almost
Yeah,
goes without
goes
saying.
without saying.
True, but truly great character for her to play. Johnny Flynn. Now, Niffy and I last week saw The Motive and the Cue on stage. I cannot
Yes.
recommend this play enough. I cannot. It was an extraordinary experience. Gatiss and Flynn playing Gielgud and Burton. If you like Shakespeare in any way whatsoever, or if you don't like Shakespeare in any way whatsoever, you should still see the play. If you like Hamlet at all, you should definitely see the play. If you don't like Hamlet, it doesn't matter. The play is incredible. Johnny Flynn, in the space of, like, let's just say under 2 weeks, watching The Motive and the Cue and One Life, this man is going to be fucking. I don't know that he's getting the recognition he deserves, because I first discovered him, inverted commas, for myself, in a TV show called Lovesick, which was originally called Scrotal Recall.
Oh my
The
God,
first
that is
season.
actually the most depressing thing that they changed
Yeah,
that.
well, I mean, in many ways, it's good that they do, because, it Scrotal Recall, which what I loved about it was almost like the Bad Moms thing, where the show was so much better than the title implied,
Yes.
because the title is, let's be blunt, juvenile. But I did love the title, but let's be blunt, it sounds like a snickering kid kind of thing. So the title Lovesick is obviously a lot more, let's
Yeah.
say,
Okay.
accented.
Anyway,
But
so
here's the
Johnny
thing:
Flynn, good actor.
he was incre he well he was incredible in it. So it's really cool that he's kind of,
Yeah.
forgetting.
Okay.
Anyway, there you go. Terrific.
Which one do I pick? I'll tell you what, I'm going to cheat slightly. And not the newest new film I've watched, but one of the newest new films I've watched. Because it is. No, actually, do you know what? I'm going to go with another one, and then I'll talk about. Then I'll slag off Rebel Moon. I'm going to talk about Priscilla. We watched Priscilla this past week at
I do want to see it.
Sofia Coppola's story of Priscilla Presley. Now, I am not a huge fan of Sofia Coppola as a filmmaker. I appreciate she's made some very well-regarded films. They are
Yes.
not my they're not really my flavor. And the same criticism that I have at other Sofia Coppola films that I have at this one. There are vast quantities of time where very little happens other than people looking at each other and like there is a degree of repetition in this film, and you go, yeah, no, we've touched this 3 times already. We don't need it a fourth
Right.
time, right? But that's her style as a filmmaker.
Sure.
And I don't think anyone that knows anything about Elvis Presley will be overly surprised by a lot of what they see in here. Guess what? He wasn't the nicest of people all the time, and he terminology
Now,
is
is this
probably
gonna,
right. He
well,
groomed a
okay,
14-year-old girl, right?
yes,
No, he didn't. From what the film states, and yeah, their relationship wasn't actually sexual for quite some time, apparently, according to, and this is based on Priscilla Presley's book. So it falls under an incredibly moral, a bit of a gray area, or does it? I don't know. But as a film, it is incredibly well acted. It's incredibly well, like you really believe the cast. And I have to say, it's more than some really nice makeup and some soft lighting. It doesn't have any songs by Elvis in it, which is interesting.
Now that's interesting. What was the film that, funnily enough, Johnny Flynn was in? There was a David Bowie film that
Oh
he
my
was in,
God, would you quit?
but it had
Junior, Johnny
no,
Flynn.
but it had no David Bowie in it.
Yes,
So that's what I'm getting at.
I know you one you mean, and it did not get well received. Callie Spaeny, I think that's how you say her name, is brilliant as Priscilla, and Jacob Elordi is really, really good as Elvis. So that makes 2 good films for him. I liked it. I didn't love it. I thought it was interesting. I thought it absolutely could have been 20 minutes shorter. But ultimately, it's a good film, and it's. It tells an interesting story of some of which I didn't actually know. And part of it, like I can imagine who my mum, who was the largest Elvis fan on the planet, would not have been impressed seeing this film.
Right.
And probably not impressed at me seeing this film. In fact, I'm pretty sure she's looking down at me going, I'm disappointed in you, Phil. So that was Priscilla. So your older film.
My older film,
I
well,
don't know why I'm saying it quite like that, but.
now, that's a good point. Oh, well, I've done some Doug Campbell films, but I feel like I should leave those aside.
Yeah, we'll
Okay,
leave that.
let's go to. Okay, so the most recent older film I watched was last night, and it was Dungeons and Dragons, the 2000 movie.
Dungeons and Dragons 2000.
Like the one that was made into the first Dungeons and Dragons movie, which stars Justin Whalen,
Oh.
Marlon Wayans, and an
Oh, that's
incredibly.
fucking awful.
Yes, it is. You've got Jeremy Irons.
Where you're like, yes, it
It's
is. Yeah,
hard to
yeah.
quantify because there is a huge amount of enjoyment to be had from Jeremy Irons not caring.
Why did you watch that?
Well, because how did this get made? The podcast has done an episode on it, and I thought,
Oh,
well, it's been a
okay.
long time, and I remember it being really bad. Marlon Wayans and Justin Whalen, who are really good together on screen, by the way, they really do. Oh, I hate using the word vibe, but they do vibe off each other. The film would have made a lot more sense if they were two kids who were like transported into a magical realm from New York,
Yeah.
because they Marlon Wayans is like, get the hell out of here. Like, he's really good at it. Like, he's really enjoyable in it, but they're not fantasy people without getting with it. Now, bearing in mind this is 2000, Isn't this the same year as Lord of the Rings, or have I got that wrong?
Oh no, 2000, Lord of the
Wasn't it?
Rings. Yeah, I think it's around that.
I think it
Lord,
is. I think it is. So the
Fellowship of
little
the Ring was 2001, in fact.
Okay, well, fair enough. Okay, within a year
But
then.
you know,
But
like, yeah,
similar,
they were filming at the same time.
they were filming at the same time because I didn't know this. Apparently, Tom Baker, who's really good at this film, by the way, he's only had a couple of scenes. He's
Oh, he
actually
is, yeah.
genuinely, he's genuinely really good in the movie, which is weird. There's a few pockets of, oh, that person's being really good. Like there
Please
is,
don't tell me
which, you
he
know,
turned down this.
Richard,
He turned down Lord of the Rings for this.
he turned down Gandalf. He turned,
Oh,
he got offered Gandalf and this, and apparently because of the New Zealand factor, as opposed to Canada, and obviously he'd have to be away for so long making the Lord of the Rings films,
like
he turned it
10
down.
years.
And well, yeah, and he turned it down, and he has publicly said, "I don't regret it." I'm like, wow. By the way, I love, but by the way, he's since he and Richard O'Brien are both really good in the movie. They're really like
Yeah.
sincerely like put them into any other movie. In the same character, they're really good at it, but the film is like
Oh my God,
amazingly hot, amazingly horrible.
I have some real kind of, I
I
have some
almost
real
recommend
kind of
watching it.
like, yeah, I kind of remember it, but at the
Bruce
same point,
Payne, do you remember
I am
Bruce Payne?
too.
Right, Bruce Payne is tr out of all of them, Bruce Payne is trying the hardest. Like legit to be like, particularly when he's with Jeremy Irons, who doesn't care. So that's even funnier. Bruce Payne, for some reason, who looks super fantasy with his armor and all that stuff and shaved head and all that, they gave him, I don't know if you remember this, blue lipstick. And
Yes.
every time he says anything or pouts or whatever, it's so like draggy. I don't know how to explain it. And it's also brilliant that he's trying so hard. Like I'm not trying, I'm not taking the piss. It's brilliant that he's trying so hard. You know what I mean? So you kind
Okay.
of watch it go, what the fuck? Like I just remember it being bad, and it is
And of
super
course,
bad.
it's
But
got
I
Thora
hugely
Birch in
recommend.
who
It's
was
got Thora
a
Birch.
who's a
Thora
great
Birch is trying.
actress.
She's trying. Like she's trying. She hasn't got a lot to do, but she's trying. Like it's genuinely this insanely weird mismatch, like mishmash of stuff. But it's basically terrible, like terrible. But again, watching it in the right way, watching Jeremy Irons just go, I don't care. Like in every line of dialogue is
I
it's
love that.
there is definitely a retroactive enjoyment factor to be had. But it is Niffy was watching the first 15 minutes of it and then just kind of no, I'm done. And I was like, it is immediately tedious, like a movie to be. In like in the first seconds, you go, oh, like immediately, like wow, this is awful.
Wow.
And then you think about the fact that it is the year of Lord of the Rings. You go, what
Yeah.
happened here? Holy
Now,
fuck!
on that, I'm going to talk about
Yes.
my film. And it's not an old film, it's a new film, but like I said, I'm watching an old film. I watched Rebel Moon Part One, A Child of Fire. And now, Ross, if anyone follows you on social, you commented on a YouTube video or
Oh,
shared a YouTube video.
The Oral Noughts, it's fantastic. Oral Noughts
But
did it.
so it's a very
Brilliant.
specific one where it took the piss out of the slow motion. Yeah, what if Star Wars had been directed by Zack Snyder?
Yes.
And I cannot tell you how painfully accurate that trailer is. And effectively,
Right.
it's the opening X bits of Star Wars just done with super slow motion and
It's the
really over the
first
top
14
music.
minutes. It's basically
Yeah, give or
14 minutes
take, they
worth of
cut
it.
bits out of it, but yeah. And Rebel Moon would have been an hour and 35 minute movie. It's about 2 hours 10
God.
if they'd have cut out all the slow motion. And I'm not joking, it has the most amount of slow motion. It is effectively the story of Star Wars, right? Like it
Right.
really, and which is, you know, based on the Magnificent Seven. So there's it's not like
Well,
it's
yeah,
it, but
exactly.
Zack Snyder's like, I've taken the story of Magnificent Seven and I put it in space. And I'm like, if only someone had thought on that before. The effects are fucking awful. Like,
Right.
genuinely awful. And for Zack Snyder, who, for all of his faults, can put together an action sequence, you might not be able to see it. It might be edited within an inch of its
Sure.
life.
We've seen him do good action sequences,
Yeah, there's
regardless. We
not
have definitely
one good
seen him do good.
action sequence in this film.
Right.
And the best bit about this film Now, if you are a follower of the career of Charlie Hunnam, or as Mark Kermode describes him, Charlie Humdrum,
Yes.
you will know that Charlie Hunnam has trouble with accents.
Well, Green Street is a pretty good example of
Green
that.
Street being the best example of. Now, Charlie Hunnam is a Geordie, right? And in Green Street,
Yes.
he's doing, I don't know what fucking accent, London, maybe.
No, I couldn't tell you what it
All
was.
right, governor.
I think it was
He
supposed to be
makes,
cock. I think it was supposed to be cockney, but it wasn't
he
at all.
genuinely makes Dick Van Dyke look authentic
That was
London,
insane. I just never,
right?
I'll never forget watching that, going, what is it? Like, I don't
Right.
understand what it is.
Now. And by the way, he was excellent in Sons of Anarchy. Cannot fault him.
Yeah, he's great in it.
But in this, he adopts a space Irish accent.
Space Irish, of course.
Yeah, I just don't watch the film, Ross. Just don't do it, and don't wait for the director's cut, because
No.
what this film doesn't need is, like, it doesn't need more, right?
Right.
This is a film that needs less. Like every Zack Snyder film, it doesn't need to be 8 hours long, with the exception of the extended version of Justice League, which was better. His version of Justice League, which was actually better. I mean, I'll give him that. But this does not need more Zack Snyder. This does not need more over-the-top action. This does not need anything than a tighter runtime and less of Charlie Hunnam going, Arbigar, space Irish.
Right.
It's just so fucking dull. And
I've got to
like,
say,
all the actors are dull. And like, they even, oh my God, on the Anthony Hopkins, talk about a career highlight and a career lowlight, right? From what you're saying, it very
right.
much sounds like One Life is a career highlight.
Oh, yeah.
He plays a space robot in this.
Right.
So if only someone had made a space film with a kind of a humanoid robot, and a band of people coming together to defeat an overlord. Oh my God. And it gets worse because I've just got to qualify this. I'm just waiting for IMDb to load. For some reason, my 1 gig internet is running like shit today. Nope, there we go. And it's got that human vacuum of acting, Ed Skrein
Ed
in
Skrein.
there.
I was going to say it's Ed Skrein. I don't
Literally,
understand. Ed Skrein seems to be. I think people think, or Hollywood people think that Ed Skrein is like the new. And I can only put it this way: Jude Law. I think they think he's like Jude Law.
Yeah, but
But he,
he's.
but because that's the only comparison I've got, like to him,
Yeah,
sort
he's.
of. Like
Can you
Jude Law
imagine
would
a
have played this
film?
role 15 years ago. Do you know what I mean?
Y
Like
yeah, yeah,
kind of,
yeah.
kind of.
Can you imagine a
But
film
he.
with Ed Skrein and the guy from Avatar, whose name completely.
I don't even
What's
know who
his
that is.
name?
I don't
What's his
know.
name? The
Well,
main
Sam
guy
Worthington.
in Avatar,
Sam
Sam
Worthington.
Worthington. So Ed
Yeah.
Skrein, Sam Worthington, and then, like, the guy from Suicide Squad. These people, because they all merge into
Oh,
one,
Jai
kind of.
Courtney. You mean Jai Courtney?
Jai Courtney. Can you
Yeah.
imagine the complete vacuum of
Nothing. The
charisma that
complete
film would
nothing.
have?
Yeah, the complete
Like, it
nothing.
literally,
Yeah.
it would be like the film version of the scent of a black hole.
Right. Can I
Every
just
time Ed
quickly?
Skrein is on this film, oh, sorry, just quickly, every time Ed
Yeah.
Skrein is on the screen playing this really stupid, campy, sub-Nazi bad guy.
Right, of course. Barely sub-Nazi from what I can tell. Nazi.
Looking so kind of gaunt and withdrawn that you could like he has that bone structure. Like every time he's on screen, you just sit there and just go,
Eat a burger.
what was the direction for this?
None, probably.
What
Be
was this?
awesome. Like, be awesome would be the.
It's just go out there and do what you do, man. You are the
Yeah.
fucking shit. And he just go,
Yeah.
it is. Honestly, it's and the thing is, I'd loved it to have been shit because I can
Sure,
enjoy
right. You can
shit,
enjoy shit. Yeah.
but what I can't enjoy is, oh, by the way, one of the characters, this female kind of Asian, kind of someone that looks like they come from a 1900s John Woo movie set in Asia with swords, actually has laser
1900s.
swords.
Right. Oh, yes, I've heard about this.
1800, sorry, 1800.
Yeah.
Actually has laser swords, like Star Wars.
Right, of course. Well, you know this was originally a Star Wars film, right?
No, it wasn't originally a Star Wars film. It was
No,
originally pitched
this was
as a Star
originally,
Wars
well,
film.
yeah, but you know what I mean. It was
But it
going to
was
be a
never going to
Star
be a
Wars.
Star Wars film. Like,
No,
even Kathleen
but
Kennedy looked at it and went,
what I
yeah, that
mean
doesn't
is
hit
this.
our low bar.
What I mean is this was intended to be a Star Wars film, so
Yes.
therefore there's going to be loads of Star Wars and shit in it, basically.
If
So
I
here's
just
a,
go on to IMDb and the trailer plays in the background, right?
yeah, I have no
And
interest.
but you'll see like just
Yes.
the slow motion of it all.
Course, yeah.
Everything is just in
The Auralnauts video.
slow.
The Auralnauts video is so fucking funny. Like, I would
Yeah.
actually watch them. I would like them to do the whole feature. Because I would watch that and enjoy it. So
Oh my
here's a quick
God.
thing. I need to quickly mention that I forwarded you a review from something called SF Gate by a
Yes, I haven't looked
reviewer
at it yet. I saw it.
who
I
was,
saw
oh,
you.
you should. Oh, you need to read it. This person was basically forced to watch it. I'm just going to read a few very quick snippets of it. One of the characters is called Admiral Noble, but he is not noble, which I believe is X screen, right? So there's a gravelly voice narration at the beginning which says, "General Belisarius seized power and now has sent the sadistic Admiral Noble to kill those who would call themselves rebel." Then the title Rebel Moon appears. I
By the
hold
way,
up.
not
Oh, hang on,
rebels,
you've ruined it. You've
rebel.
ruined
Oh,
it.
sorry, sorry, sorry.
Then the title Rebel Moon appears. I hold up a lighter. Like, there's a bit where he goes, at this point,
Yeah.
he goes, at this point, I pop a gummy in case that might help. Where's the thing here? When the Admiral, that's it, the Admiral demands the farmers give the Empire, I mean the Motherworld, all of their grain. And when the father refuses, Noble beats him to death with his trusty cudgel. Dramatic music plays. I feel nothing. Like, it's like that. The whole, you need to read the review
I
because it is
will.
one of the funniest. There's a bit where he goes, they then travel to whatever planet. Here we go. Wait. From there, the rebels are off to recruit more space Avengers from other planets, all of which are named using Star Wars style consonant salad. We travel to a desert planet where Korra meets Tarak, who looks like Matthew McConaughey if Matthew McConaughey was an AEW wrestler. Like, it's just like,
Brilliant.
I almost do
You
want
need
to
to watch
watch it
the film.
because
No,
that
you
is
do. You need to watch
hilarious.
it because it's one of those films where you watch and you just go, look, I do not doubt that Zack Snyder thinks that he is fucking amazing and that he did an interview with Kermode, with Mark, with Simon Mayo, and I think what they said afterwards was, it's just clear that he just doesn't understand humor. Because it's like that, and this is, I think, this is the thing, right? In Star Wars, there is humor. In this,
Right.
there is
It's
nothing.
human. They think it's serious. They think it's all serious. Here we go. I keep watching anyway. The gummy isn't helping, but at least I'm high now. Like,
Oh,
the whole
mate,
thing.
if you carry on watching on IMDb, there's some behind the scenes stuff, and there is a
Yeah.
shot of Ed Skrein training, and he's lifting up a weight, and he's just got this face and ripped muscles. He's got like. Dude, you are literally you beat someone over the head with a cudgel and you wear a suit for the entire movie. You've wasted all that training. You don't do fuck all. Oh, there's a little fight at the end. And there's a twist. Oh my God. You know when you get a twist and you just go, like, the twist lands with such ferocity of a feather hitting a pillow. You just go, because I just gave so little fucks.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, exactly. Nothing
Honestly, we
matters.
get Rebel Moon, but they never made a second Firefly movie.
Right, yeah.
Like this is basic. There are elements of this where you go, it's quite similar to Serenity, and you kind of go,
What?
and then you go, oh, but then you go, oh yeah, Serenity, that was a good sci-fi film, wasn't it? Oh, and it had that young
Yeah.
girl that fought people, and oh, it had like those people that actually had characters. And even if I'd never watched Serenity, even if I'd never watched Firefly, I could watch Serenity and actually understand it and give a shit.
Yes.
Like, it's just, anyway, we've talked far too long about it. Watch it, mate, because it's really funny. So look, let's quickly go on to the Golden Globes. I'll just pick a few. Oppenheimer won Best Film over Past Lives, Maestro, Zone of Interest, Killers of the Flower Moon. I mean, I haven't seen all of them, but I don't have an issue with Oppenheimer winning movie, winning awards.
No.
Lily Gladstone wins Best Female Actor in a Drama for Killers of the
Yeah.
Flower Moon. Again, I think that's a very well-earned, very well-earned, do you not think?
Yeah, of course. Yes. I
I have
just
not
feel
seen
like
The
all of these things are
Holdovers.
sort of.
Paul
And the
Giamatti won.
Holdovers, I love the
Yeah.
Holdovers. Yeah, she won
Succession.
the best supporting, didn't she?
Yeah. Succession wins for Best TV Drama, beating out The Last of Us, which is the only one of that I'm really interested in. But I thought Succession was fantastic. We only started watching
Yeah,
Succession
of
like
course.
last year. We literally just like
Yeah,
mainlined
it's
it.
great.
I'm so happy The
Oh,
Bear won Best Comedy Show. And again,
that's great. Yes.
do you give a fuck about these awards? No. The
It's not a
Golden
comedy.
Globes
It's not a
mean
comedy anyway.
fuck
The bear isn't a comedy, is it? Is the bear a comedy? Is it just
all.
because it's just half hour long, maybe?
It's
Some of
musical
the
or
things are.
comedy?
It's not either. It's a drama.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
funny in play. It's funny in places, but it is a drama. With the
Well,
Golden
there you
Globes,
go, mate. Yeah,
we've had this before. But we've had this before with Golden Globes. We've like categories where you just go, "What? Like that's not a that
well,
isn't a
you.
action film or whatever. That's not a drama. What?"
It's so fun. And One Life wins for best action or comedy. And you're
Didn't
like.
Pulp Fiction, am I going to get this wrong? Did Pulp Fiction win Best Musical or Comedy at one point? Am I getting that wrong?
Hold on, Pulp Fiction.
Something similar. Like, you go,
I think
what?
you're right. Pulp
It's something
Fiction,
like that.
Golden Globe winner. What did it win?
I might be wrong.
No, it won drama, motion picture. But there was
Well, that's
something,
fair
mate.
enough.
There was 100
There's
percent
definitely something
something.
where we've
Yeah,
been.
yeah.
I think every year there's something where you just go, that just
I think it was
isn't
last
that.
year. My
Maybe.
favorite of all the bullshit awards that the Golden Globe has, and there are about 500 of them, right? Like,
Yes.
my absolute favorite is this. Cinematic and Box Office Achievement Award.
Oh yeah.
So,
In fact,
and which went to.
wasn't it? Hang on, didn't that first? Am I going to get this wrong? Didn't that award first go to the Black Panther film? Wasn't
No,
there
this is.
an
No,
award
that was
created
the
for the Black Panther?
Oscars. Do you remember the
Oh
Oscars
right,
did a weird kind of.
yeah.
So,
Popular thing or
cinematic
something.
and Box Office Achievement went to Barbie. So, the biggest film of the year, financially, won the cinema. Anyway, like they had to give him an award for Barbie for something, I guess.
I feel like Barbie helped. I do feel like out of the two, Barbie helped Oppenheimer more than the other way around.
100%.
Yeah.
I've not seen The Boy and the Heron yet, despite trying to see it. I
We want to
literally
see it.
went to
We're
the
trying to see it.
cinema.
Yeah, we're hoping to see it
And
this week.
I went to the cinema, and the guy was like, "It hasn't arrived yet. We've had to cancel the performance. We're literally waiting
Oh,
for the hard
shit.
drive to arrive."
Oh, that's terrible.
It's like, but that one for Best Animated Film. Loads of winning acting awards for Succession. Kieran Culkin
Yeah, I saw that. Sarah
won that
Snook.
one, which is great. Yeah, Sarah Snook won, which is great. Nolan won for Oppenheimer for Best Feature Director, which
Giamatti got
again,
Holdovers, didn't
yep. Ricky Gervais
Oh,
won for
McFadden.
Armageddon for
Oh,
Best
sorry,
Performance in Stand-Up Comedy.
McFadden won for Succession as well. That's really good.
Oh, fantastic. I'm glad for
Yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Jeremy Allen White won
Yep, for
for
the bear.
The Bear again for comedy.
Yeah, I don't get it. Although
But great for Matthew McFadden,
but
right?
Kieran Culkin is probably the funniest character in the show,
Oh,
to
he's
be fair.
hysterical. He's one of the funniest characters on
Yeah.
TV.
Yeah.
And yeah, so look, I think it's a good splattering of popular wins there.
Yeah, I think so.
It'd be interesting to see how the Oscars go because I get the feeling Oppenheimer will give Nolan his first Oscar.
Yeah, I think it might do. It's entirely possible.
I do wonder if there's a chance that they might split the best feature though.
Split
I
it?
wonder if
Oh, you mean
Killers of
that?
the
Yeah, well,
Flower Moon might.
they normally do that, though, don't they? It's not normally the best director always wins the best
Well, it
feature. I
used
mean,
to
I know it
be. It
happens.
used to be. It's
But it does
changed
happen. Yeah, it does
recently,
happen, but not so much
but I could see that.
now.
But be interesting. I mean, it'd be interesting to see. Again, I don't really care, but you know, they are film awards. It's probably worth us mentioning it at some
Yeah.
point. Yada. So Doug Campbell, mate.
Oh yes.
Oh yes, I watched Deadly Cheer Mum.
So did I.
Deadly Cheer Mum. I was disappointed with, and do you know why I was disappointed with it?
Because of the twist in the title.
I mean,
Do you know what? Deadly
there
Cheer
literally
Mum
is not a
shares.
deadly cheer mum
Do,
in
do,
that
well,
film.
I was going to say Deadly Cheer Mum shares a very similar attribute with Geostorm.
Yeah.
Because Deadly Cheer Bomb doesn't have a Deadly Cheer Bomb in it, and Geostorm, the Geostorm never happens.
This is true.
Spoiler.
This is
Spoiler.
no, you're very right. And plane mostly doesn't take place on a plane.
No, but there is a plane in it. Like,
I mean,
there
there
is
is a
actually a
storm in
plane.
Geostorm, right? And it's just
No,
not
but it's
a
not, but there
Geostorm.
isn't a Geostorm. There isn't a Geostorm. They prevent
But
the
no,
Geostorm.
that's true.
Spoiler. Spoiler.
What can I say about Deadly? No, I was disappointed because it was actually really good,
I
and I was
loved it. I
like, I don't
loved
know
it. The
what's, I don't know
ending,
what's
with
going
don't
on
spoil it,
here.
don't spoil it, don't spoil it, but the ending is fucking amazing.
Do you think
Like, legit
anyone
amazing.
actually goes out and watches these films after we talk about
I hope so.
them? But
Deadly
yeah, the
Cheer Bomb was
ending.
like, Deadly Cheer Bomb, I was like, holy fuck. Like, at the end, I was like, oh, Deadly Cheer. Listen, Deadly Mile High Club, right? I think the first Doug movie I saw, knowing it was Doug Campbell.
And yes, me
But
too.
there are bits throughout that film where you just laugh because you go, we have to ask him about the airplane wing scene where the mother-in-law, or the mother, sorry, like walks around the whole wing to talk to. We have to, I have to,
That is
there's some very specific,
literally
truly one of the funniest moments I've ever seen.
the
And
best
brilliant. Like,
scene. That was my favorite scene in a movie that year.
but was that on purpose? I have to know, was that on purpose? Like, because anyway, there's all of that. But Deadly Cheer Mom, I didn't like I didn't go like about things. I was just like, this is awesome. This is
I was like,
basically
I was actually
obviously there are certain
enthralled.
things you laugh at. There are certain things you laugh at,
Yeah,
like
but I was actually
so the way they talk
enthralled.
about, the way they all talk about deep fakes, like it's this mystical like almost like a superpower. Like they talk about deep fakes like people talk about the Paranormal Activity. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Yes.
it's this inscrutable, like, what is it? But aside from that, I was just like, this is a great TV movie. Like, I'm really enjoying myself.
Yeah,
I love
but
them. I love the misdirect on the mom who's being the bitch mom, you know, all of that stuff.
yeah.
Like, I loved all that. I was like, this is great.
And when you find out that someone that you didn't think was involved actually was involved,
That was
I was
great.
like, I was so disappointed in her.
Oh yeah, same. I was like, oh, how could
I was
you?
like, genuinely, like, you bitch. And yeah,
Also, what a great
the ending,
actor. What a
like,
great actor to her friends as well. Like,
yeah.
wow.
And like the ending, like, it got to the ending, and I was like, yeah, okay. Like,
Yeah.
cool. So there must be something else that's coming now, where they ref something happens. No,
Yes.
that's actually the end. Do you know it's
That's the
based on a
end.
true story?
Well, I know that he did the movie or something because he suffered some deep fakery or something.
No. The actual Cheer Mum thing was actually based on a real story.
What?
Yeah, not. I mean, it was absolutely like
I
played
hope
up
it's
for the
exactly
film,
actually.
but.
No, I hope it's completely sincere. Like, completely fake. Some crazy
Like,
people.
Cheerleader Conspiracy is a much more sensible title for this film, its original
Yes, it is.
title.
Yes, it
But
is.
Deadly Cheer Mum definitely makes it fit into the DCU.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Deadly
So
Cheer
I have
Mom.
to say, I really enjoyed it. So what other Doug Campbell movies have you watched this past
So
week?
I watched how do I call what do I call it? What do I call it? Because I'm going to be watching a lot more this week. Stalked by My Doctor, starring Aaron Paul,
Stalked by my doctor.
which is really fucking good. Like, I'm not like don't get me wrong. I know
Eric
what I'm saying.
Roberts.
Aaron Roberts is great in it. Like, Aaron Roberts
Yeah.
is really, really, really good in it. Like, because he played, don't get me wrong, it's a chewy rot, like he's chewing, you know, but like chewing the scenery, I mean, like, and everything else. But you know what? His ups and downs in it make you kind of go, oh, like it's, I just really, 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 really enjoyed it. Like, I really, really enjoyed it. And I think sometimes what I like about some of Doug Campbell's films is sometimes the people who suffer in those movies, who are typically the good character, like not the final girl exactly, because that'd be a horror film, but like the characters, they're actually really like kind of unpleasant people, and they're kind of being
Yeah.
punished. And
Yeah.
actually, not completely. I don't mean they deserve to be hurt necessarily, but yeah, they're not like all sweet and innocent or good hearted or whatever. And actually, that's really fucking cool. Like, that doesn't happen very often in most movies. Like, the
No.
person who we are supposed to empathize with, we empathize way, in my opinion, we empathize with somewhat the villains. Not
Yeah.
always, somewhat. Now, in this, in Stalked by My Doctor, he is an obsessive, he's a bit. Incel is the wrong word. Incel is the wrong word, but because he's not an incel, but he's like, he's looking for love. right? And he keeps getting let down. I won't ruin it. I really liked it. And it's like, I think it's at least two sequels. And I will definitely be watching the second one this week.
I
Because I
think
really want to see, I genuinely want to see what happens next. And I'm not fucking around.
Doug Campbell movie for this week will probably be The Manny.
Oh, I want to watch that too. I've got that on my list.
Yeah,
Just
The
great
Manny. And
title.
then I think I'm going
Great
to
title.
go, then I might go Swim Instructor Nightmare.
Yes, yeah, that's
Hold
great. I've
on,
got a whole load on
hold
my
on, please.
list.
Right. I don't know anything about this, but if this movie is what I want it to be, this is on my list. Spinning Out of Control.
Oh,
Please tell
yes.
me this is about. Please tell me this is about an insane spin class instructor.
Oh, God, I hope so.
It follows
Oh,
Natalie
God, I
as she gets
hope.
enthralled by Leah and is determined to become friends with her in the real world. Monica would like to host a talk show in the afternoon. What the
What?
fuck? So I like storyline. It follows Natalie. Oh, no, that's literally not. Looking at the picture, no, it is
It is a
literally there
gym.
is.
It's a gym. There's at
It
least a gym in
literally
it.
it looks like a spinning class.
I don't know if it is,
Oh.
but there is definitely a gym in it.
No, there's
That looks
no. If you look
great.
at the poster, it has a spinning bike.
So I'm looking at the poster right now. It does have a bike. You're right. That is now it may not
Oh
be. Oh,
my
that's
God.
fantastic.
Spinning Out of
It's
Control
fantastic.
is absolutely on my list.
That is just I am so even better. Spinning Out of Control stars Sam Boxleitner, who is Bruce Boxleitner's son.
No! Oh my God,
Yep.
this is like we
And
now have got.
even better, his mum is Catherine Holcombe Ogilvie, who is Ian Ogilvie. So he is Ian Ogilvie's stepson and Bruce Boxleitner's son. I have to
What?
watch this film. Yep.
What?
Isn't that the weirdest? Yes, I know. That
What?
fact alone is blowing my mind. He is
What?
Bruce Bo I know, how does this work? Bruce Boxleitner's son and Ian Ogilvie's stepson, the saint. My
This
saint. I know
is,
Roger Moore was a saint first. This
yeah.
is so fucking cool. I have
This
to
is
put Spinning Out of Control
okay.
immediately.
Spinning Out of Control is on the list. Right, I
That's
think we're
so
getting
good.
well primed for our upcoming Doug Campbell interview.
Oh, very nice. So cool.
I cannot wait.
Weirdly
And
excited
by the
about it.
way, we unironically are loving these movies.
Yeah, I'm not fucking around. I'm not taking a piss. The Deadly Mile High Club is one of the most entertaining films I've seen in the last 5 years for probably some of the wrong reasons. I'm not going to lie about that. I laughed
Yeah,
a
and
lot.
I'll quite
I
happily
still
say
enjoyed
that.
the movie, but I would
It
watch it again. I would show other people, and I laughed my ass off
you did. You
in a
told
good
me to
way.
watch it, and you got me on this train, and I can't get off this train now.
No, there's no getting off this train.
I'm on this train, and I have my letterbox, wrap up of the year come through, and my favorite
Yeah.
director that I've watched the most of was Scorsese, which doesn't surprise me. I did four of his films last year. My favorite actor was Robert Englund. Again, doesn't surprise me. I did all the Nightmare on Elm Street films last year, right? This year, it is 100%. I want my favorite director to be Doug Campbell.
Doug Campbell, same. I'm
That
completely
has
on
to
that.
be.
I want it. I
I'm actually
want a
now
weekly
working
Doug.
towards.
Yeah, a weekly Doug Campbell film at least.
So,
There's
in the words
enough.
of Saw, do you want to play a game?
Do you want to play a game?
So, we have a game.
Yeah, I suppose. What
And it's a.
in Saw, if you know when he goes, do you want to play a game? What if
If
everyone
someone
just
said
went,
no,
what if everyone just went, no, I'm all right. Like, what would happen?
the
Like, would you
traps
just
would just go
go,
off. Just kill him.
oh, okay. Well, I just like the idea that you just let everyone go, okay, that's all I had to say, really.
Can you
Like,
imagine if all the
I don't
way
want to hurt
through?
any. In theory, he didn't want to kill people. I know
Yeah,
that
if
would
all the way
change
through,
last
everyone was
minute.
like, "Oh no, that's
Nah,
fine. Yeah,
I'm all
you know, no, I'm not.
right.
I'm
I'm
a
all
bit
right.
bu I'm a bit busy. Could I come back Friday?
I've got like a
Yeah,
thing in about 20
Friday.
minutes. Yeah, fine. Come back on Friday.
What time works for you? 6 o'clock.
Six.
I can't do six. I'm doing another one at four.
What time do I come and drug you and put you in my van?
Yeah,
Like,
yeah.
what
I could do
the?
five, but will I be back for my spinning class at nine? I don't
You
know. The game's quite a long one, and I can't
may
guarantee you'll be back.
be decapitated. Like, okay, well.
And Phil, what accent are you doing? I don't know, but it sounds like Liam Neeson
Know.
in Taken now.
I
I
was
got a
going to say,
peculiar set of
actually, it sounded,
skills.
it, your voice sounds a little bit like when we did The Commuter. It's like, I was telling Niffy about it the other day, boring her about it, where, like, remember the end of The Commuter, where he's caused a train pileup and hundreds of people to die and all that shit. And then he
It
just
just walks
walks off
away,
and they kind of
doesn't
go, bye, everyone, bye. Just like, let him go. It's like, I've got
it?
some questions to ask you. You just talk like, and he's like,
It's
bye, everyone, bye. See you on
the
Monday, bye.
archetypal end of an action
So
movie,
weird.
isn't it?
But
I love
he
it.
caused all of it. Like, he
Yeah, but
could not
I
win it,
love
but he
it at
both.
the end of like even like Die Hard 3, Bruce Willis has literally destroyed half the city.
Yes.
And like, you know, there's been explosions and death and chaos. And at the end, and no, in fact, Die Hard 2 is the even better version of this.
Yeah, the
He has
airport.
literally killed
I mean,
hundreds of people,
dozens,
dozens of
at least
people.
dozens of
He's been
people.
part of a plot that's killed not, yeah, it wasn't him, but he was part of
Wait,
this whole.
they killed a whole plane. They killed about five, another
Yeah.
500
So,
people.
like, just in terms of kind of due diligence, you would think there'd be one or two questions
We'd
to
like to talk to
answer.
you. Yeah, we'd like to talk
Yeah.
to you.
But
We'd
literally,
like
at
to
the end
talk
of the
chat.
film, he's just like, see you later. And you're just like, and everyone
Bye,
just lets him
everyone.
walk off. And like, in the end of
Yeah.
Die Hard, that like Al literally, like, basically chauffeurs him to Argyle to go. And like, I just imagine that those other two FBI, the police guy that bugs Argyle or,
Paul Gleason. Paul
Paul
Gleason.
Gleason, like,
Dwayne
it's
T.
just,
Robinson.
yeah, it's just looking at it, just going,
We need some, we
no?
need a, at least we need a statement. Like,
No
we
one
need a
could even
statement.
get a statement. No one, no, we're just gonna let the guy that just blew up Nakatomi Building twice, because let's be
Definitely threw a,
honest,
definitely, def, also definitely threw a bloke out of a window.
definitely for a bloke out window, definitely blew up half the building with a computer monitor and C4. Never quite understood how that worked, but hey.
No, amazing. Just amazing.
Like,
Works because it's
and we're
amazing.
just gonna, and he's killed, well, yeah, potentially he was complicit in killing some FBI agents in the helicopter, potentially, you know.
At least 13 terrorists on the boat were,
At
for playing this
least
game.
13
Yeah,
terrorists, at
Nakatomi, maybe
least.
Joker. Because they did the
Like,
same thing. He could have killed Joker Takagi. He could have killed
yeah.
there's so many people he could have killed.
Theoretically, causing what? I reckon at least 5 to 10 million pounds worth of
Oh,
damage.
definitely millions of dollars of damage, yes.
Right, and there he
By
goes.
then.
Oh no, he's just getting in the
See
car with
you
Argyle and his wife. And oh, by the way, his wife was a hostage and a witness to
Yes,
everything that
to
went
all of
on,
this. Yeah,
all
exactly.
of this, literally at the center of it. And they just, all right, well, so can I take it? Where are you staying? No, forwarding
No, there's a
address.
point.
Telephone
Yeah.
number.
Oh, his wife assaulted a news reporter.
His wife assaulted a news reporter. Yes, let's on
<TV.
TV. Now, don't get me wrong, he's a dick,
laughs>
but she did hit him on TV.
I'd
And
love to
again,
be.
so that's another crime.
I'd love to be the police. I don't know who'd be like the policeman or the police personnel who has to actually take the statement. Like sitting down. That's a that's an opportunity for a great scene that they didn't maybe shoot. Like just say, okay, tell me from the beginning. I
Can you
met this guy
imagine
on a
the police?
plane.
Can you imagine the mayor and the police chief come down and to because you'd think at this point they would come down because they'd be assessing, and they'd come down and they'd be like, right, so you've got the witnesses. Oh no, we let the main guy go. Okay. Did you arrest the woman that punched? No, we let her go with the main guy. Okay. Did you interview anyone? No, we just kind of let people go. I didn't think it was that important.
I like the idea also of like, I don't know, a couple of weeks later in a bar somewhere. Two guys are at a bar, who go, how was your Christmas? And the other guy kind of goes, well, it was a bit of a tough time. Like I just lost my job and yeah, it's quite tough, but you know, like I'm trying to make the best of it. He said, you think you've had a hard time? Meet my mate John.
In
John, come over
fact,
here. Tell this guy what happened to your Christmas. Takes off
actually,
in
no,
the
it's the
beginning.
following year. It's the
You've had a
following
tough
year.
time.
The guy
What did
goes,
you take 2 weeks?
yeah, I've
I
lost my
say after
job.
New Year, just after New Year. You know,
No, but it's the following year because he goes, you think you've had it? Did you hear what happened to this guy for the last two fucking
Oh, two
Christmases?
Christmases. Yeah.
Like, literally,
Get this shit.
this year, like, he foiled a terrorist plot. And like, you know, saved his wife. Last year, he foiled a terrorist plot and saved his wife and, you know, got shot at and blown
Blew up a
up.
Scots
And
bank.
then, like, and the guy's like, I lost
Oh.
my job.
No, I think
No.
I think it was a better version. I shouldn't have said lost my job. It should have just been the guys kind of like, well, you know, you've got to get all my presents for the kids, and I'm really bad at rapping, and I keep getting sellotape on my fingers, and Like it's just
I
it's
broke
such
my
a
finger the other
hassle.
day
And
as
then
well with.
I've got to do dinner for the I've got my mother-in-law coming over and I just don't like her very much. And like, you know, like all of his staff and I've got to remember to do cards and I keep forgetting that and I keep trying to pick up the food and you know it's just really difficult. So oh you think you've had a tough
Oh,
Forget losing your job because that's
Waitrose
too
sub substituted my turkey for dog
much.
food, you know.
And you know, the shops
I
aren't
love it.
open long enough and it's too busy. Like, listen,
I
you think
love
you've had
it.
a time.
Right, our game is a simple game. You might notice this on the internet, right? Quite often, if you follow some film sites, they'll give you two films and you have to pick between one or the other. And that's like that's the game. You have to say which one, that one or that one. It's a really simple game. Sometimes the
Sorry,
choices are quite
do
hard.
that again. That you just said that sounds like that's simple. I didn't understand what you just said. Say
Okay,
that
I'm going to
again.
give you two films,
Right.
and you have to pick which one you would keep, and the other one gets eliminated from
Oh right.
history
Okay.
forever.
Okay.
Forever.
Okay.
There's
So the
25 of these, so it's going to be
one I
it's
say has to be the one we keep.
the one we keep,
Right.
and this is 100% like a fast-paced game,
Yeah,
so
it's fine.
you know,
Okay. Got it.
no kind of
No, I got it.
Ross
Got it.
pontifications, right? I'm going to
Got
start
it.
quite easy. Well, not easy, but you know, some of these are tangential. Some of these actually are where they released the same film in the same year.
Right.
So I'm going to start with an animation face-off between Ants and Bugs Life.
Ants.
Keep Ants. Strong, Ross. Very strong. Next one is a hard one. Friday the 13th, part 6 or Elm Street, part 4?
Oh my God. Elm
Oh,
Street.
God.
I don't like saying it, but it's Elm Street.
This is getting rough now. This is getting rough. Deep Impact or Armageddon?
Armageddon.
Yeah, good call. Rocky or Rambo?
Oh my God. Now, which Rambo? And
Rocky
I
one or
assume you mean the
Rambo
first.
one?
I assume you. So, Rocky or First Blood?
Yeah.
Rocky.
Okay.
That was tough.
Commando or Roadhouse?
Commando.
Oh, he didn't even flinch on that one.
No. No.
K9 or
Phil,
Turner and Hooch?
your mistake was saying Commando or. Like, it wasn't.
I was going to do Commando or Superman, knowing that they're your two favorite films to really. K9 or Turner and Hooch?
I want to say Top Dog, the Chuck Norris one, but K9, K9 actually. I prefer K9.
I'm with you on that. Halloween 3 or Elm Street 3?
Oh. Elm Street 3, but only because I've watched it more.
Okay, fair, fair. Muppets Christmas Carol or Scrooged?
Oh my God, Muppets.
Okay, I'd go Scrooged, but only just.
Well, look,
28
these are
days.
you're not wrong, but these are difficult. Like, you
Yeah,
know.
I was like, yeah, I'm trying to pick some difficult ones. And there are some that aren't difficult. 28 Days Later or Snyder's Dawn of the Dead?
Oh my God, 28 days.
Okay. White House Down or Olympus Has Fallen?
White House down.
Yeah, do you know what? I'd pick White House Down because although
Yeah.
Olympus Has Fallen is probably the better film, like White House Down has Jamie Foxx in the back of a limo with a rocket launcher.
I think Olympus Has Fallen is a more fun version, but I think White House Down is actually the better film, weirdly.
Dante's Peak or
Better.
Volcano?
Oh, Dante's Peak.
Top Gun or Iron Eagle?
Oh, Iron Eagle, actually.
I knew you'd say that. Fast Five or Fast Six? No, yes,
Oh.
Fast Five or Fast Six.
Five.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to go into a couple of Bond ones, and you'll work out why I've picked these two because these two are the first films of each of the actor, right? So you've got Dr. No or Live and Let Die.
And Let Die.
GoldenEye or Casino Royale.
Ooh, GoldenEye.
On Her Majesty's Secret Service or A View to a Kill.
God, Secret Service.
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it?
That is tough, yeah.
Fury Road or Mad Max 2.
Man, that's too.
Okay, interesting. This is a fucker. I have to say, this is a bit of a fucker, this one. And now we're getting a little bit to a couple of action movie ones. You'll see the trend. But this is the battle of the gay eight, late early 90s, sorry, or late 80s, early 90s
Battle of the
buddy cop
Gays.
movies. No,
Right,
you'll see. Tango and Cash or Showdown in Little Tokyo.
oh, you can't. That's
Oh,
not fair. That's genuinely not fair. Tango and Cash.
that's the one
That
that
was
I was
genuinely
like,
like shooting my. That was like shooting a baby in the head. That was
I know,
awful.
right? I know. Lethal
That
Weapon
was.
or Beverly Hills Cop?
Oh. Beverly Hills Cop. Fuck.
Okay, it's hard, isn't it? Ferris Bueller's Day Off or Breakfast Club?
Ferris Bueller.
Good call.
God, it's
Lost
really
Boys
tough.
or,
Basically.
yeah,
Yeah,
Lost
sorry.
Boys or Near Dark?
Lost Boys. Even though Near Dark is the better film.
Yeah. Running Man or Total Recall?
Oh, Total Recall.
Yeah, I'd go that way.
It's still tough, like.
Speed or Con Air?
Oh, Connor.
Okay. Hard Boiled or The Killer?
Hard boiled.
And the final one, Tim Burton's Batman
Oh.
or Batman Begins?
I still go with Burton, actually. That's interesting.
Batman, okay,
Gosh.
let me add another one on that. Let's go next sequel. So Batman Returns or The Dark Knight?
I'd still say Returns, actually.
Okay.
Not as obvious as it used to be.
Batman Forever or The Dark Knight Rises?
Oh, forever, easily. Just because it's
That
silly. Dark Knight Rises is terrible.
is it. That's the game over.
Oof, that was
Are you
tough.
traumatized by
Some of
some
those,
of them?
a couple, the Showdown in Little Tokyo Tango, you fucking bastard. And also
Yeah.
Command, and also Commando and Roadhouse a little bit, but Commando still wins. And
Yeah,
Tango and Cash just wins, but like, oh.
Tango and Cash in Showdown Little Tokyo is was for
I
me
feel like
is
I killed,
probably the
I feel like I
hardest one.
murdered, I feel like I murdered a gay couple that I love.
Yeah, I know, right? It's
Like just
like
put them down in the street.
Tango and Cash is probably the better film,
It probably is.
just.
But I mean, how do you also show that the reason why I picked Tango and Cash over Showdown in Little Tokyo is that Showdown in Little Tokyo doesn't have enough spinning newspapers telling you the headlines about what's happening in them. There's so many of those in Tango and Cash. It's so weird. How many times have you ever read a newspaper headline? Now, okay, we're not in America, that talks about two police officers in any town,
I
anywhere
know.
doing anything. Like
Yeah. And this is like
the
in
main
LA or
headline,
whatever.
the main headline,
Like, not
like
world
not not
news or world
no, and not an
affairs.
article, and not like page nine or so, like the headline, the front page
Yeah.
headline.
Yeah. And not like something, and not like genuinely not like something like that's really kind of,
Also, I feel like spinning newspapers, like they hadn't been in film since like 1938 as
It
well,
was
or
a, and also,
1943 or something.
and
Like
also,
what?
only one of them ends with a armored truck for no
That's true.
fucking reason whatsoever.
That is true.
Like,
That's like
literally,
one. It's inoffensive.
you know that they kind of that always felt to me like they reshot it. Like that was a reshoot. And they kind
It's
of went
entirely
back and
possible.
went, we need more something. And then someone went, probably a producer on Coke, because it was the
Well,
late
obviously, it's Joel
80s.
Silver. It's Joel Silver, isn't it?
Yeah,
Also,
so a
isn't it
producer
an
on
armored
Coke.
truck? Isn't it also an armored truck fighting monster trucks? Are there monster
Yeah,
trucks in it, like Bigfoot?
for no
Like,
reason
what's
whatsoever.
happening? What
For
is happening?
zero reason
Yeah.
whatsoever. So,
Yeah.
like, as I
It's
said,
not.
an 80s producer on Coke, Joel Silver. And he literally just turned around and went, I know what we need. And it was a job. We need a monster truck doing what? Fighting an armored something. And they went, yeah, okay, we'll do that. It makes no
Bigfoots. No,
sense.
that'd be also Showdown in Little Tokyo doesn't have a scene where our two heroes shower together, even though it has
I
all the
mean,
dick jokes.
close.
Although actually Tango and Cash has loads of dick jokes in it, thinking about it.
Yeah.
And also it doesn't have what's the other thing? Oh yeah, also Showdown in Little Tokyo doesn't have first of all an exploding base at the end. But not only that, an exploding base where there is a countdown timer where everyone can hear it in the building. Like where like someone's kind of going 10 seconds to self-destruct or something. Why did that
And
exist in that film?
much like
Why did
our
that
version of
exist
that
in that
in
film?
1995, they also didn't clear the building in anywhere near as much. They're still literally in the building. It's like five
Yeah, they're in the building when
seconds.
it. They're definitely in the building when it explodes.
I watched the ending to our first ever film, Night
Oh,
Warrior,
I remember that. I'd forgotten about
and
it, and I remember it now. It's hilarious.
I watched the ending of it, and it has the funniest thing where like we have this 10-second countdown, and literally at four, pretty much everyone's still in the room. And
That's so
also, it's
funny.
got some of the worst acting of people trying to escape a room ever.
Yeah,
Like
we all
our
just
friend
pile out the room.
Philambler
It's really
is
funny.
hysterical.
Yes. We're just piling out from like we're going to break time
Yeah,
from school.
because we were literally at school.
School, yeah.
And then of course it cuts to the explosion of explosions, which is literally us editing
Was
explosions
like
from
Police Story
Terminator
2.
and
Was it Police Story 2, Terminator? I want to say even Lethal Weapon.
Lethal
Like,
Weapon.
it's like
Yeah.
at least to a die.
Die
It's
Hard.
like the biggest
Yeah, but it's Die
explosion.
Hard.
It's the biggest explosion ever
It
made in
is
a film.
literally
And it's
the
in our
biggest.
film.
It's so bad. And also, it wouldn't have mattered if we'd have counted out from 50. The size of
No.
that explosion would have killed everyone.
Killed everyone in the area.
Everyone.
It's truly hilarious. I'd
As a
forgotten.
passing shot
When I
before we.
watched that again not long ago, I'd totally forgotten that that happens at the end. It was just one of
It is
the
actually the most
funniest.
glorious moment of an end movie ever. And I'd like to say our filmmaking's improved since then, but I
Somewhat.
think it's just gone downhill. So as a passing note, I always remember watching the behind the scenes documentary about the explosion in Terminator 2 where they blow up the lab.
Course,
And
where they built
like,
the top the four, they built four floors in there and then blew them up,
and
didn't they?
they blow it up and like everyone turns around, like it's an amazing explosion and like James Cameron's actually looking happy. And I think it's like one of the
It's one of the
cameramen or
camera
no, it's a
guys. It's one of the
DP,
camera
wasn't
guys.
it?
Yeah, it was
Yeah,
one of
one
the
of the
people.
cam turned around to James Cameron and goes, "Oh, sorry, was I meant to be rolling?" And
No,
James Cameron.
no, he says, were we supposed to be rolling on that one, Jim? Something like that.
The look that James Cameron
Yeah,
gives
I know.
him
It's
is
really funny.
like, I know you're joking,
You better be joking.
but even so, I've just killed everyone that you've ever known just as a
Yeah,
punishment. It's genius.
completely.
Ross, where can people find out more about you?
Thank you for that game, by the way. I really, really enjoyed doing it. It
That's
was
good
fun.
fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great. At Ross Boyas on all the social things, at Evo Films UK on all the social things, and please follow at Vengeance Film UK on all the social things.
And rossandphiltalkmovies.co.uk. Please remember to rate and review the podcast online. And obviously, come back next time for yet another episode of Ross and Phil Talk Movies. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back. Cheers. Bye-bye.
We love you. Bye bye.
Bye.